Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Curious, Dave Schluter, are there real estate or estate planning conferences that you can't wait to go to?
A lot of them have switched to Zoom, which is great because you eliminate the travel time, obviously. Once in a while, I actually victimize the listeners where I'm the speaker, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but you get to learn and discover new angles. Even though you've been doing this for decades, Dave, you can always learn something new or interesting about your field. Though I think what we're about to talk to about tonight is something that a lot of people make this mistake, and it's one that can cost you, I mean, really, Dave Schluter, thousands and thousands of dollars if you do this to your kids. What are we talking about with homes?
Yeah, the older generation usually has a desire, if they're not leaving everything to charity, to pass things on to family members. And they can visit an attorney who maybe doesn't have any experience, but maybe things are slow, or they can go online and download something. And what it's called is adding that next generation to your title while you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Margaret's a widow. And she says, Margaret, a widow, I hereby deed to Margaret and Tom, my son, in joint tenancy with right of survivorship. And they think that what that does is pass it on out of probate, which it does. But the hand grenade is that if Margaret bought that property in the 60s or 70s, the son does not inherit it at the current value in the year 2025. The son goes back to the value that Margaret paid and then has to pay capital gains from the value back in the day to the value now. And with this increased market prices, it's even more brutal.
Yeah, let me walk through people through it just to make sure we get it.
Sure.
So you're thinking, I want to avoid probate. What a simple way. I'm just going to make them like essentially the co-owner of the house. I'm going to put their name on the deed. This is great. But it isn't from the moment you do that. It goes back to the moment you bought the house. So let's say you bought it for $50,000 and it's worth $1 million today. And that may seem crazy to people, but Dave, that is how properties, if you bought the place in the 60s, that is not an unheard of story. And now that's a $950,000 tax bill, or the capital gains tax on that gain, that then that kid's going to have to pay.
Well, and then again, some of the younger generation says, well, Mom left me all the receipts for the gutters and the hardwood flooring and the new roof. Okay, whatever. You know, and that would get added to the value, but I happen to be part of a closing where I was representing the buyer, and it got very tense after all the checks were done and people were shaking hands and heading to the parking lot, where the attorney for the seller said, now you remember to call your accountant. And he goes, well, I'm going to let him know I sold. He goes, no, you've got to get a voucher out to the IRS pretty quick here within 2 weeks of the end of the tax quarter and square up for the capital gain.
Hmm.
And looked like the guy saw a ghost and said he wouldn't have sold. Now, the reality is he probably would have in this market.
Well, what is a capital gains tax? What percentage is it?
It actually floats. It used to be pretty much you look up in the book, but it's actually now tied, just like a lot of our modern federal taxes, to graduated scales. So in the day, it might have been 15 or 20, but it actually fluctuates based on your regular income. So it's not a very happy May day. The bottom line is please go see an attorney to handle a transfer on death instrument or a living trust, whether it's private or held by a trust company or title company. That way, you still can sell your property as the older generation. You can enjoy your property. But when you don't wake up someday, that next generation will start at the value of when you have that sold. Now, the only exception is that if that younger generation wants to keep the property for sentimentality, hold it as a rental because they already have their own home with their family. In that case, they would pay gain on the date of death through the date of sale. So
I see. So a little bit of time, yeah. Or yeah.
Right.
Well, or however long they rented it out. Yeah, exactly. But it still starts on date of death. Really quickly, 847. What if a property is in a trust? Is there capital gain from the time the trust was written? No, you're saying it's still from the date of death, right?
Yeah, it doesn't kick in because mom or dad might want to sell that house during your lifetime. But what trusts do is say when either single surviving older person or when the second to die of the older generation, that person who's named or your siblings also, whoever, if it's a group, they don't own anything until the last breath of the second party. So they really don't own anything. Their name is on there, but no, their tax fire, the gun doesn't fire until that second funeral.
Okay, I am curious then, you mentioned the trust, which is a great instrument, transfer on death instrument, which is a TODI, that's done through the state, right? That's essentially a tool that Illinois has put in the tool chest for people just to be able to easily transfer, a property to their kids by just naming them. But it comes with complications. You should still probably get a trust in conjunction with it, but a TODI can be a good option.
Yeah, the TODI's okay. It does have some formalities that can cause a few things on resale, but in principle, if it's done properly, and I don't think they, even though they make the form available on the websites, I think it's still good to have the assistance of counsel so it does get recorded properly. And there are some ancillary documents that the recipient of that home and the TODI does have to keep on file for a rainy day. So it's still good to spend. There's common sense things. I'm not saying it because I'll be in 40 years next year as an attorney trying to help the profession. It's about avoiding train wrecks.
Oh, yeah, and that's a big one. 630 wants to know, oh, no, I need to look into this. I think we did this, meaning putting your kid on the deed. Can you take it off before you pass and kind of reset things?
And if that person wants to call, we can help. As long as mom or dad are still competent, yes, they can undo that. Everybody has to join in. Hopefully you don't have a holdout in the second generation. But if everybody's in agreement, yes, they can put it back and then do one of the other two alternatives, and the meter starts running then after. It gets recorded, and then it's like it never happened.
Can you help someone out with that?
Absolutely. We've done it many times.
And whatever they pay you, they're going to save thousands and thousands of dollars to get that done, to get that undone, I should say. Dave, where can people...
It's more like 100 times what we're going to charge, so
exactly.
Yeah, we're fine.
And same thing with trusts and avoiding probate. Paying trust now is saving your kids tenfold of that in the long run.
Yeah.
Dave, what number do you want people reaching you at? What website?
630-285-5300. Always a free consult. And the website is WGNattorney.com. WGNattorney.com.
Dave Schluter's the best. He always sends me a text of his topic on Sunday morning. I always look at it and nod and forget to respond. I'm always sorry, Dave, that I always remember the next day. Oh, I got to text Dave Schluter back. I appreciate you.
You're good. No worries.
That's WGNattorney.com.